Now it's 8 p.m. Here's the headlines.
Good evening. This is your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather. I'm John Baker. Police have reported a sharp increase in pickpocketing incidents on public transport, particularly trams, coinciding with the opening of the Christmas markets in Luxembourg City. As a result, police will deploy additional officers to provide a greater visible presence, especially during peak hours, and the public is encouraged to approach them directly with any concerns. The Chamber of Deputies today held a policy debate on financing a new wave of major public works. The proposed projects, which will cost between 15 and 60 million euros, include the redevelopment of Trois-Vierges station, new transport hubs in Erpeldange and Echternach, the renovation of the Coq Sports Centre, a new 24-hour police station in Esch-Remerich, upgrades to the Nick Beaver Secondary School in Dudelange, and the addition of a boarding house at the Edward Steichen Secondary School in Clairvaux. There have been no formal objections to the government's proposed changes to Sunday working rules, paving the way for a parliamentary vote that would allow small retailers, that's any company with less than 30 employees, to extend Sunday working to 8 hours and permit larger companies to negotiate collective agreements. This threshold would cover around 90% of retail business and 30% of workers in the sector. In international news, Brazilian police have announced they are probing the outbreak of a lethal virus among some of the last Spixis macaws, one of the world's rarest birds, made famous as the blue parrot in the 2011 animated film Rio. The conservation of the Spixis macaw has been the subject of a fierce battle between private breeders and the government, as the bird was last seen in the wild 25 years ago. And US private sector hiring data released today has painted a negative picture of the job market in the world's biggest economy, especially among small businesses. Payroll firm ADP has reported that US companies shed 32,000 jobs in November, in a surprise drop set to firm up expectations of a Federal Reserve interest rate cut next week. Over to sports, and we start with cricket. Opener Aidan Markram hit a sparkling century to help South Africa chase down 359 for a series-levelling win over India in the second one-day international today. Virat Kohli's second successive century went in vain after South Africa achieved the target with four balls and four wickets to spare in Raipur. And finally, Europeans football's governing body UEFA has announced Germany as host for the 2029 Women's European Championship, where England will be the two-time defending champions. Germany, who are record eight-time winners of the Euros, beat off competition from Poland and a joint Sweden-Denmark bid to host the tournament for the third time, just 5 years after doing so for the men's Euros. For more on these stories and for all the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. The evening and night will continue in much the same manner as the day on the weather front, with extensive cloud cover and the odd shower. Temperatures will drop overnight to around 4 degrees, and tomorrow morning we may see some mist and fog at first, but this will dissipate, though it will remain overcast, staying dry in the morning before light rain moves in for the afternoon. A temperature range of 4 to 7 degrees for the day.